在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello, and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 10th of March, 2009, and the title of this podcast is An English Confusion. My name is Anna, I'm English.I'll be bringing you this podcast every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to wake up your language learning skills. An English Confusion. Beginners. Some people say that it must be easy for me to live here because of the language. It is the same as in England. Yes, that's right. But there are some interesting differences. There are many sayings and spellings that are different.If you don't know the differences, you can get into trouble sometimes. When I first came here, I took my driving test. First, I took the written test. A man asked me afterwards if I had missed any of the questions. I looked at him and said, "Of course not. I did all of them." "Oh," he said, "you're sure of yourself, aren't you?After talking a bit more, I realized that to miss a question in the US means to get the answer wrong. In England, to miss means to not attempt to answer. The two meanings are very different. On another occasion, after meeting a group of people, I commented that the lady was very homely. Most people frowned and said,No, she's not homely at all. Again, after some confusion and trying to explain myself, I learned that homely in this country means ugly. Oops. In England, it describes a person who likes to be at home, make pies well, does domestic things well. You get the meaning. Even though I have been here for 17 years, I am still learning expressionsthat I have to be careful with. Beginners. 1 minute from my house by car is a large shop, Walmart. It is very convenient for me. I go there at least 3 times a week. I am constantly running out of basic essentials, like milk, bread, cereal, and toilet paper. Well, I make my quick trips there,grab what I need and leave. Occasionally, I will spend some time looking, browsing. It can be relaxing. The trouble is, when you browse, you are more likely to buy an extra something that you don't really need. The employees in Walmart are very friendly and helpful. One thing that I've noticed about them is that there are many older people working there.People who look like they have been retired for a while. One day, when I was standing in line, waiting for a cashier, I found myself observing the gentleman who was at the till. He was tall, elderly, and very polite. His hair was dyed black, so black that it was a blue-black. His face was wrinkled, and his eyes looked almost closed. Then it was my turn.Hello, did you find everything you were looking for? He asked, robotically. Yes, thanks, I replied. The trouble is, I always buy too much, I continued. He looked at me, and then at his watch, and said, It's 10:45. Oh, he must have misheard me. It's a lovely day, isn't it? I said, just to make conversation. Oh, he said quickly, as if I had corrected him.Well, I can put your stuff in paper bags instead of plastic bags. No, that's fine, I said, trying not to cause more confusion. I noticed that he was wearing a hearing aid. That explains it. I should speak louder. Could I borrow a pen? I said loudly as I took my checkbook out. No, we don't take American Express, he replied without looking at me. Hmm. Amazing that we could have two separate conversations and somehow manage to get the job done. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. Feel free to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com. That's LYLIBSYN. Or you can click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. I would love to hear comments from you. I've been receiving some, which I'm thrilled about. Thank you to Delphine and Philippe from France, and my friends also from Spain. I will keep responding if you keep writing. So please feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Thanks so much, and you'll be hearing from me soon. Goodbye.